So we're here with Antoine Deschaine following the Montreal Grand Prix Cycliste 2017. Antoine, best Canadian. Talk to us a little bit about the race.
It was a really hard race. The breakaway went right from the start, and I think a lot of team wasn't happy with that, to get like the same sort of scenario as Friday. So Cannondale start kind of attacking a little bit, put a big tempo all day, and so it kind of give the hope to many other guys to try to make that race hard to beat the three major favorite that we saw on Friday. So, but at the end, he made a race really hard. From there wasn't really a lot of down moment. So yeah, I think it was definitely the hardest Montreal race I've done. And yeah, I'm happy. I've tried a little bit what I could. At the end, I couldn't follow. So yeah, I was hoping for a better result, but I cannot really be disappointed because I think I was on a good day and I did my best, went as deep as I could and wasn't strong enough. And that's it. I got to accept that and hope for better for next year. And I think it's looking good for a world championship in 2 weeks, because world, it's all different team, smaller team. And so it might be more opportunity and try to do something.
Let's talk a little bit about that. So leaving here, I guess you feel pretty good. I mean, you've had two tough days, Quebec, Montreal, back-to-back. It's a good training for the world.
Yeah, definitely. This weekend, I'll try to finish it off with like two, maybe 7 hours with some motor pacing, because it'll be quite a long race in Bergen. So I think that here was good intensity, and I've been doing a lot of intensity those last couple of weeks, and now I'll try to do some long training this weekend to get ready for a 6.5 hour race.
Last I heard, there was some miscommunication between you and Direct Energy. Has that been straightened out, or for 2018?
Oh, not yet. It's not really miscommunication. It's just misunderstanding. And
exactly.
Yeah, so no, I'm not coming back with Direct Energy, and still some prospect. So
does that make you feel like right now you have to prove something to try to get a sponsor for next year?
Yeah, definitely, because it's been
it's a pressure on you a little?
A little bit, but I'm trying to not think about it. I've been thinking about it the last 2 months, and now I'm racing and I'm feeling good, so I try to keep the focus on that. And I mean, I know what I can do, and a lot of people know, but this year's been hard and I couldn't really prove it. So coming back here and being up there and showing that I have my place on the World Tour team, so that's kind of what I kind of have to show again.
Did it feel good to come back and race on home soil?
Oh, it's just amazing. Just that lap when I attacked, just the crowd got crazy, and yeah, it's a huge feeling. It's really nice to be racing here. It's a beautiful race. It's well organized. The volunteers everywhere. There's nothing wrong on the circuit or anything like that. Everything is just perfectly settled, and it's really nice to be racing home like this.
You're definitely a hometown favorite, so good luck at the Worlds and continued success down the road.
Thank you,
Antoine.
Thanks.